That's why I have to wear glasses, very old.
I know, but
you can make it bigger, can't you?
You know what, this is my old phone, I just picked it up today, so maybe I will.
No, maybe. Corey hasn't said one thing about the TV. Questions?
John, I asked this morning about this, these opponents coming in, they want to make the kitchen game to a certain level. Did you too many mistakes tonight, is that, or is there something else to it?
Oh, yeah. Ton of mistakes. It was the score was 6-5, and you know, we gave up multiple breakaways and multiple odd man rushes. So you ask me, game of mistakes. There was a lot of them tonight, and they all ended up in the back of the net.
Is it bad reads?
No, it's bad. It's the lightning of yesteryear coming out, and everybody wants to get their points, and it's all about playing offense, and it's not about playing the other way. And then you start learning hard lessons like this, and that's what happened tonight.
Yeah, obviously you're disappointed in the effort. That's so uncharacteristic for your team to kind of do this at this point of the year. Is that kind of happen?
I'm not disappointed in the effort. That's a wrong way to put it. It's the mentality. There's a whole different thing. You know, the guys, when you watched our third period, and it was, thought we were handling the game fairly well, and then we give up a breakaway. I mean, those are mistakes. And, but you give the guys a ton of credit to, the way they came back. It takes effort to come back like that. But every time, we made a mistake, and then we made a glaring one in overtime, and we just ended up in the back of the net.
How do you change a mentality when it's just, you see it in one game? Or do you not address
well, that's why you have coaching staff. It's our job to make sure we get the players' games in order and get their mindset in order. And so, unfortunate break at the end, what happened, but again, and we have to bear down on those situations, and it's our job as a team, as a collective group, to straighten ourselves out and our mindset and how to get the leading games, extend the leading games, and then close games out. And so we'll try and work that in for Detroit.
When it's going back and forth like that in the second period, how hard is it to kind of reset and ground yourself in the middle of that period versus get into the locker room?
Well, it shouldn't be that hard. You should play it's like shampooing your hair, rinse and repeat. You should be playing the same way all the time. And at times we get caught up in a game we shouldn't. And when you're going to flirt with some pretty darn skilled players on their end, and I don't know how many goals Thompson has, it's in the high 30s. Probably darn near 40, and but you can't give guys like that backdoor tap-ins and breakaways. That's how you guys like that get 40 goals, and we did that tonight.
It must be one of those situations. I kind of asked you the thing about the lack of practice time, tape versus on ice. Will you address it in a meeting? Will you look at it when you don't have
sense? Listen, we've been together a long time, so we'll get this straightened out.
Good. No practice tomorrow, 1:30.